The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now we are joined by Father Willie Purcell, who is the parish priest of Clara in Kilkenny and also a close friend of Jojo Dullard's family. Father Willie, thanks indeed for talking to us. Obviously, with Gardaí resuming their search for the remains of Jojo and indeed Deirdre Jacob, this must be a very testing time for the Dullard family.
Yeah, totally and absolutely, because you can imagine for 31 years that Jojo's family, Kathleen, her sister and her family, they have been waiting every day for some word that will bring Jojo home. And, you know, for the last 31 years, again, with the different searches that have taken place, the information that has been given, you know, the hopes that have been built up and then many times hopes that have been dashed, but that they continue to never lose hope. And this new dig, of course, which, of course, we knew began in February and now is happening again. But even in the midst of all this, and even in the fear that this might, you know, show nothing, there is still that hope in the family. And that comes through heroism. I mean, Jojo's family and indeed Deirdre Jacob's family and all the families of missing persons, you know, in my view, these are the heroes. These are heroic because they just want to bring their loved one home.
What would it mean, do you think, to the Dullard family to be able to finally bring Jojo home?
Well, you see, it brings closure, you know. You know, to be able to bring Jojo home would be for them to be able to lay her to rest. When Jojo, on the 9th of November in 1995, when Jojo made that last phone call from the phone box in Moon, she was looking for a safe journey home, a safe lift. And in that sense that she was waiting to be brought home to start a new job and begin a new life and, you know, be with her family and her friends. And you know, everybody was excited about this, including Jojo and her family. But now, you see, with this search and with the information that people have and with the information they can pass on, and the way I describe it to myself and indeed to people is this, is that there are people out there who have the power to give Jojo Dullard a safe lift home. And that lift is now the information. And again, maybe there's someone listening to us this afternoon who was even involved in the situation, you know, who can, you know, give Jojo's family that peace, that reconciliation, and really just that opportunity to bring Jojo to rest with her family.
You would make a direct appeal to anyone with information that it's never too late to come forward with this information.
And it's never too late, yeah.
And do the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, somebody over the years, okay, people's memories, all our memories kind of dim a little bit over the years. And, you know, we wonder, did we actually hear that or did we actually see that? And you know, over the years, maybe people, you know, heard a conversation in a pub or maybe a conversation in a family room, or maybe somebody said, did you hear this about Jojo Dullard? Or do you know so-and-so, you know, what he said about Jojo or what she said about Jojo Dullard? And, you know, but this information is extremely important because, again, I compare it to a jigsaw. You know, sometimes it's just a final little piece of information that can bring the whole jigsaw together. And there are people, I'm sure, listening to us this afternoon, you know, who, you know, maybe have even the smallest amount of information. And sometimes we think that, you know, well, it's irrelevant, or, you know, maybe I heard that wrong, or yeah, maybe, you know, maybe I picked it up wrong. But that tiny piece of information can bring Jojo Dullard or Deirdre Jacob or indeed all the missing people in Ireland home.
Just finally, Father Willie, you obviously know the Dullard family well, and you referred to them as heroes earlier on, and I think it's a very apt phrase because of everything they went through. They seem like a lovely family.
Absolutely. I mean, the Jojo's family are, you know, the most beautiful people you could meet. Jojo's sister, Mary, who was a champion in fighting for justice for Jojo and again, to bring her home. And, you know, what Kathleen, Jojo's sister, and her family would say to me is this: it's really the prayers, it's the lighting of the small candles in our churches. It's the people saying, you look at how are you getting on. It's people saying, I'm remembering, I'm praying for Jojo. It's the community remembrance and the community support that really brings them, you know, brings them to where they are in that spirit of hope. And again, as I said, you know, for Jojo's family, Kathleen and all her family, these people are really unbelievable. Unbelievable in faith, unbelievable in trust, unbelievable in hope. They trust on Garda Síochána 100%. They trust the Defence Forces. They, you know, trust the Special Ops Units and all these people 100%, because they have hope that Jojo will be found.
Okay, hopefully those prayers will be answered and Jojo and Deirdre can be brought home. Father Willie Purcell, parish priest of Clara in Kilkenny, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.